Chapter 8, Section 3, The Other Fronts of the War. Hitler and the Nazis came very close to completing their experiment, but that experiment came with a huge price for them. This internal front of the Holocaust likely kept them from winning the Second World War. As it was, even with the massive manpower and money needed for the death factories inside the Nazi Empire, that empire came very close to conquering all of Europe. Hitler found himself with Napoleon's choice. Like Napoleon, Hitler made the mistake of attacking Russia. During summer this time, though, instead of repeating Napoleon's mistake of attacking during the fall. As we have seen, the military advances of the Axis actually began close to a decade before the official start of World War II. By the time the Nazis invaded Poland on September 1, 1939, the Axis powers had already built a powerful war machine that paved the way to quick, decisive victories. The Nazis in particular developed a strategy called Blitzkrieg, lightning war in German, which relied on massive bombardments of air power in addition to well-coordinated tank attacks. Like the armies of Napoleon, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, or Alexander the Great, the Axis armies were able to realize their goals very quickly. Immediately before the invasion of Poland, the official beginning of World War II, a most unlikely alliance occurred. Hitler and his arch-rival Joseph Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union, Communist Russia, signed a non-aggression pact in late August 1939. This meant that these two political enemies would not attack each other in the event of a war. Furthermore, this meant that Eastern Europe, the area between Hitler and Stalin's territories, would be the first to be invaded and divvied up between these two superpowers.